Bickley and Marotta want to know, who would you start, sit or cut?
All right, Jared, take it over. What have you prepared for us today?
All right, I'm going to present you with three options. You'll have to tell me what you would start, sit, and cut. I'm going to go through sports, food, pop culture, and essentially ranking them one through three. And let's look at the Cardinals. And they had a great, great first half, surprising everybody versus the Giants, and then collapsed in the second half. I want you to rank the reasons for that collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Start, sit, cut, focus, talent, or inexperience?
It's a good question. I am going to start focus. I'm going to sit talent. I'm going to cut inexperience.
I'm going a different order. I'm going to start inexperience because learning how to win, I think, is definitely a thing. And they should have won that game and didn't know how. I'll sit focus and I'll cut talent. Talent should, when you have a 21-point lead on anybody, talent should get thrown out the window.
And that's what we all mentioned this earlier, but we're hoping it's not talent. Because inexperience will grow as the season goes on. Focus, you could hopefully get them on track. Talent, they're not going to get better players necessarily as the season goes on. All right. The Diamondbacks are in the wild card hunt. You played a clip earlier from Tim Kirkjian saying that regardless of which teams make the wild card, they're no match for the Dodgers and Braves. So most likely to make the World Series from the National League, start, sit, cut, the Dodgers, the Braves, or anyone else?
I'm going to start the Braves. They are a wrecking ball of a baseball team. I'm going to sit anybody else. And just out of spite and ill feelings, I'm going to cut the Dodgers.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, you can make a case that the Milwaukee Brewers have got the pitching staff that could go pull an upset.
They could.
But I do agree. I'm going to start the Braves. I'm going to sit the Dodgers. Because I'm not spiteful or petty. I'm going to cut everybody else, anyone else.
Fair enough. Well, let's hope that anyone else has a little bit of a chance. Of course, this is famously the final season of the Pac-12 and perhaps their greatest season in history with 7 or 8 teams ranked right now.
8.
I want you to prognosticate into the future, and we're looking at individual players. How many Heisman Trophy finalists will the Pac-12 produce this year? Start, sit, cut. 1, 2, or 3? We talked about how great all the quarterbacks
start,
are this year.
I will start 2. I will sit 1. I will cut 3.
That's the correct order.
Because arguably the top 3 candidates are all in the Pac-12 right now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, if we're both starting 2, I mean, as of right now, who are your 2?
I think probably Michael Penix and Caleb Williams.
That's who I have too.
No, because I think if you get a third in there, it's going to dilute. I think it's going to be 2.
I do think Colorado, as they come back down to earth too, that this whole latest Shedeur Sanders skyrocketing.
So you have it as and not an if.
Yeah, I think the next 2 weeks are going to be a dose of reality for Colorado.
We'll see, though. People on our timelines, Bick, that are doing a lot of free PR for Colorado football. That are just—it's done. It's a done deal. They're a powerhouse.
They're 3-0.
It is written in stone.
They're 3-0. But we'll see what. I mean, they're very exciting. So you can't argue that. All right, today is National Fried Rice Day.
Ooh.
Oh,
I want
you're
you to
a rice guy, aren't you?
I know. I think I already know how you're going to answer this, yeah. But I want to rank these Asian sort of side dishes. Okay? So, fried rice, Asian noodles, or dumplings. Start, sit, cut.
Oh. I love me a dumpling. I'm starting a dumpling. I'm sitting noodles, and apologies to Dan Bickley, I'm cutting fried rice.
Well, again, fried rice is not a side for me.
No, it could be a salad.
You've got to have some chicken in there,
all
some
delicious
asparagus.
Though.
You ever notice what happens when you eat asparagus, Jerry?
Oh, it's fascinating.
It's
fantastic. It's great when you forget you ate it, and then you think you're dying in the middle of the night.
Right, exactly. So I'm going to start fried rice my way. I'm going to sit the dumplings and cut the Asian noodles.
If you have an early meal of asparagus and beets, and you wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom,
you can have the beets. What effect do beets have on you? Same thing?
No, they turn your thing red.
Okay.
Both, one and two.
It's Jarrett, okay, Jarrett.
Have you ever had a meal of asparagus and beets?
Well, I mean,
just for the effect,
sometimes,
clearly, yes.
For scientific purposes.
Just for the visuals and the olfactory senses.
And finally.
Is that at the height of juvenility?
Finally.
It really is.
Jason Kelce confirmed today that his brother Travis is, in fact, dating Taylor
spoke
Swift.
That into existence.
I know, right? That's sort of a
manifest
inspiration.
Destiny,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of that.
But we will go. I want you to Taylor Swift, known for having many, many relationships that unfortunately don't work out, and then writing a song about it. Who
maybe
would
it
you?
It is fortunate that it doesn't work out because she's had a lot of mileage.
That's true. Who would you least
45 song performances?
Who would you least like to make a song about your relationship with them? Taylor Swift, Adele, or Beyonce? Start sit cut.
I'm flabbergasted.
I am too.
I will. I'm going to go for the least vengeful. Adele seems to be the least. She seems more mournful and not so vengeful.
Yes.
Wistful. Almost.
Wistful. Yeah, so I'll start Adele. I'll sit Beyonce. I'll cut Taylor Swift.
You think Beyonce isn't vengeful?
I don't know.
She's the only one that's still with the person she wrote the song about.
Might I recommend listening to the album Lemonade?
Okay.
But again, I'll say she's the only one still with the one that she...
I hear you.
I just don't know much about the Queen Bee's catalog.
Start with Don't Hurt Yourself, which features Jack White.
Okay.
Oh.
It's a banger.
Okay.
Yeah,
Don't echo those?
Really, I'm not really. I have to echo it. Okay. I'm not really familiar with any of the discographies provided.
Yeah.
But I'll just say this. There's not a woman alive that would write a song about me.
Oh! They're all dead.
Why? Because they would never break up with you? Is that what you're saying?
No, it wouldn't be worth it.
Not memorable enough.
Could you try being nice to yourself?
It would be, the song would be called Onto the Next.
That's false humility there. That's garbage.
This man is
there.
Full of himself.
That's garbage what he's passing there.
Be a short song.
It would be a short song.
That's funny.
Thank you, Jarrett. Start, sit, cut. Occasionally on Wednesdays. Covered a lot of ground today. Fried rice to Taylor Swift and Adele.
You should have done, who's your favorite Sopranos character, Jarrett?
Bobby Bacala!